This is Morning Air.
This is about educating a people that for 40 years haven't been given the full truth. It's time now to speak the truth.
When you do things to the best of your ability, keeping Jesus number one and doing everything you possibly can for His glory, that's a winner.
You are called to make the light of Christ shine brightly in the world.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
It's Tuesday, June 7th. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Our studio producer is Sarah Tafoya. Good to be with you once again. Thanks so much for joining us on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I want to bring in our Relevant Radio news anchor, Glenn Leverance. Glenn, what are a few stories that are making headlines on this Tuesday morning?
Well, of course, big midterm elections coming up this fall. The primaries, getting those lineups all set, happening in seven states today. Folks in New Jersey and Iowa among those. We'll take a look at Republican races there. Of course, folks seeing how much weight former President Trump has with his endorsements. It's been kind of a mixed bag so far in the primary season. Also, Governor Gavin Newsom looks to be cruising today in California as well.
Absolutely. The other thing that is on the minds of so many Americans is the price of gas. It's gone up 5 cents just since yesterday, Glenn. People are really feeling it.
$4.91 now, the national average. Many states over $5 a gallon. In L.A., a few stations with $10 a gallon gas. Maybe
Ouch.
It's a prestige thing to say you can buy gas for that much, perhaps, but not easy on the average person, and more than double since the current administration took office.
Sarah, I know you're at the point where you almost can't take it anymore.
You got it, John. I am at that point. This morning, it was almost $6 here where I live in Illinois. I was like, oh, this is horrible. I can't believe it. You're deciding whether or not to, do I need to go to the grocery store? Do I really need to go drive anywhere, see a friend or a loved one? Because it's just so unbearably high. It's ridiculous.
What does this mean for stay-at-home moms who need to get their kids up and around?
Yeah, you know what, when you're at home with the kids, especially in the summer, you want to get up and take a walk and just go anywhere just so that you're taking a break, because you do need to have that little break area, because it can be a little stifling to be in the house all day, especially in the summer. We want to be out. We want to play. Those kids need and love to run around. So it's going to be maybe probably more local walks to the park and just seeing what you can come up with, because yeah, you can't be in the house all day. That's just not going to work with kids.
Well, on my way to the office, I saw gas here in the Chicago area at $5.65 a gallon, which seems like a bargain compared to other places.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Happy to not be living in California. Sorry, guys, on the West Coast. I know you're probably sleeping right now, but you're going to wake up to a high gas price. That's no fun.
Yeah. Now, I know that Glenn is a big hockey fan. You stayed up and watched that dramatic ending last night with the Colorado Avalanche heading to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2001.
So you saw a battle in the third period. The Edmonton Oilers trying to stay alive, but they couldn't do it. OT win 6-5 for Colorado. Again, heading back to the finals, they'll await the winner of the New York Rangers and Tampa Bay Lightning series. And game four is in Tampa tonight. Rangers up 2-1 in that. And then tomorrow night, NBA back at it for game three of the finals.
Absolutely. Let's give a listen to this dramatic ending in overtime. Overtime wins in the NHL are always so exciting, as heard on TNT.
Avs control, held out for Makar. Shot stopped, rebound, Lekkonen scores! The Colorado Avalanche are headed to the Stanley Cup Final!
They were all avalanching onto each other. They were just jumping. They were so excited. It was very fun to watch the video.
It is so exciting. Postseason hockey in the NHL is such an exciting thing. I lived in Hockey Town in Detroit for 8-plus years and got to see three Stanley Cup finals during my time there. And, people who love hockey, they go nuts this time of year.
No, and hockey fans won't even mind that we might be playing all the way to the 4th of July, just about by the time the finals wrap up. But a little late start with the labor stoppage, but hey, it's a fun time of year for hockey.
Absolutely. As always, thanks so much. I want to remind you that this month of June is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we always venerate the Immaculate Heart of Mary as well. In fact, this month, in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, let's pray for an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity, as Father Rocky is recommending, to strengthen family life and marriage. We begin each hour in prayer, first things first, giving thanks to our Lord for all the many blessings through the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit here on Morning Air when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Tuesdays, I always take a moment also to remind you to pray to your guardian angel. Even though you don't see your guardian angel, they are absolutely present with you. And so we should ask our guardian angel for help in our everyday lives. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life this morning is from Matthew 5:16. Jesus the Lord says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Our Lord Jesus Christ is the true light of the world, but we too can be a light shining before others. Our Lord sent us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we too can let the Spirit's light shine brightly, especially in times of darkness. Offer hope and encouragement to others by letting your light shine before all. We always pray with great confidence, "Jesus, I trust in you." A number if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You can find us on Twitter at Morning Air Show, and also on Facebook as well, and our email address, morningair@relevantradio.com. And now it's time for another Tech Tuesday. Art takes a unique combination of skill and human creativity. But what if the visual arts also fall to artificial intelligence? Well, this morning we're going to discuss DALL-E 2, a powerful text-to-image generator that's set to shake things up a little bit. And also, Apple is bringing a slew of new updates to iPhones and iPads, and we're going to talk about these software releases. So joining us now is our tech expert and longtime Morning Air contributor, Mark Mastriani, with more on artificial intelligence and Apple's new iPhone and iPad software. Mark is a passionate Catholic dad, husband with 20-plus years of technology, new product development experience. For all things faith and tech, you can always follow Mark on Twitter at God Loves Tech. Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for joining us on another Tech Tuesday. Great to be with you once again.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
Doing well, counting the blessings as always, and obviously wanted to get your take on the latest that's going on with these artificial intelligence labs, these researchers that are coming up with yet new ways to create digital images. Can you tell us about what exactly is DALL-E?
Sure. Just to take a step back, what is artificial intelligence? It's actually a way for computers to make decisions after it's been trained to do so. So what is machine learning? What is artificial intelligence? What does training look like? Well, if you feed a bank of data to a computer and ask it to filter through all of that data and make decisions, yes or no, this is better or worse, towards a decision or away from a decision, you could teach a computer how to recognize handwritten numbers and turn them into actual digital digits. You can do a wide variety of things. Machine learning is what we see on our cell phones when we're typing a message and we get suggested words to follow to finish our sentences, both on our cell phones for text messaging, but also in our email accounts. That's machine learning. Based on millions of pieces of data, based on decisions that have been made, based on humans telling the computer yes or no that they made a good or a bad decision, the decision-making of the computer gets better and better. Well, a team of scientists over years and millions of decisions based on billions of pieces of images across the internet have trained a computer how to draw or present a visual image, okay? So DALL-E was a machine learning algorithm to draw a picture. DALL-E 2 is now available and can present a visual image that's not just a drawing. It can be presented in photorealism. It could be presented in cartoon style. It could be presented in a wide variety of styles that you either select or it selects for you based on what you give it. What can you give it? You can give it a simple description like an astronaut riding a unicorn. And it realizes, based on those millions of coaching exercises of training and billions of previous pieces of imagery that it has seen in the past, that if you're really interested in an astronaut riding a unicorn, that it's something that might be playful and a little bit campy. So it picks a style. It remembers all of the images it's ever seen of an astronaut. And it also remembers every image it's ever seen of a unicorn. And it draws not a copy and pasted image of something like an astronaut on top of something like a unicorn. It generates a unique image that the internet has never seen before of an astronaut riding a unicorn. And you can feed it specific information like a blue rabbit hopping on the moon's surface in the style of an oil painting. All the information you feed DALL-E 2 will change the characteristics of the image itself. So again, this is not something that your average, you know, a small consumer electronics device can do yet. This takes a lot of computational power and a lot of time coaching an algorithm on good versus bad images. What can DALL-E 2 bring us? You know, it can help with the visual arts get a starting point towards a new logo for your company, sure, but it can also, you know, bring artistry and creativity. It could jumpstart something. It can offer you tens or dozens of suggestions based on your idea. And that can just be a jumping off point for true human creativity to dive in and take it from there.
Mark, I'm just curious, what do you see as the potential when you marry art with this artificial intelligence? Do you see this as being helpful perhaps to like graphic designers specifically or even many more people?
Yeah, I gave the example of graphic designers as really kind of a jumping off point for something that if the computer thinks of these 12 ideas when you feed it a string of words, your creativity is still superior to even if you coach a computer millions of times on how to produce an image. Our human creativity is God-given. It is still unique and remarkable. What could it do? We could also use this in our own homes, in our schools. If you give this algorithm a particular style with particular elements, it can be, again, a starting point for art history discussions. It could be a starting point for visual arts training. It could also be decorative for our homes. If you produce in about 20 minutes, you could produce with you know, 10 strings that you come up with, you could produce your own 20-piece gallery
wow.
off of this algorithm, and then those images can be on flat screens in your own home.
That's amazing. Absolutely incredible. What about editing photos? Could DALL-E work with that?
No, not really. It's not meant to take elements like Adobe is an excellent tool. It's still a very high resolution, very powerful tool for turning your ideas into a digital video masterpiece or a visual masterpiece. It's not quite ready to make modifications to existing pieces of artwork. It's just a conversation and image starter based on an idea.
All right, turning to Apple, what is the latest with the iPhone and the iPad?
Yeah, there's five things here that were really eye-catching, and we can dive into some of these in later Tech Tuesdays, but just the quick overview, iOS 16 is coming out. Worldwide Developers Conference was what was hosted yesterday. This is really truly what it sounds like. It's for the developers to give Apple gives ideas to developers to start developing in these environments so that by the September time when new hardware is available, new apps that can utilize these new operating systems can be available to consumers like you and me. So the first one, like I mentioned, is the mobile operating system called iOS that goes on iPhones and iPads. The biggest innovations in iOS 16 include lock screen customization, which was never really possible with previous versions of iOS. Live update notifications. If you're following one of those nail biter NHL or NBA finals scores and you want your notification on your home screen to constantly update dynamically, it can do that now without opening any apps. The third is editing iMessages on the fly. Dictation from your voice to text is even better now in messages and emails. And Maps has dramatically improved over the last 10 years. Maps was significantly less good compared to Google Maps, and now is getting much better. The other quick innovations and improvements from Apple at the Worldwide Developers Conference yesterday, MacBook Air and MacBook Pro, the high-end line of laptops from Apple, have a brand new chip. That chip is the fastest chip on earth. So they are faster at processing and more efficient. So not only can they do more work, but they don't take as much battery to do it. The Mac operating system is also upgraded. It's called Mac OS Ventura. That's the operating system on those laptops.
Mark, how much better, in your opinion, is the iOS 16 versus some of the earlier versions?
I think iOS 16 is incrementally better. There's a lot of things that make iOS more intuitive and easy to use right out of the box compared to any other operating system. I think they're also just catching up with a lot of the things that Android can already do. Some of the Android handset makers like Google on their Pixel devices already had home screen customization. So a lot of these are kind of catch-up items, but no one puts it all together in an out-of-box, simple-to-use way like Apple does.
Now, what's your take on Apple now making it available to undo a message that you just sent and you realize, uh-oh, I shouldn't have sent this, and now you can undo it?
I love it. I wish I've had that. Many oopsies I've gotten myself into both professionally and personally could have been solved by an undo message. I like that you can edit. Slack is a tool that we use in the technology space to communicate, and we can edit the messages that we've made and go back to them. So I'm used to that behavior. I often have typos with my first message. But I love it in text messaging and emailing now. I think it's really helpful for guys like me.
So explain to me, and I'm a kind of a simple guy when it comes to technology. What happens when it's sent out? How does it not already go out into stratosphere?
Well, it is likely to be seen by the other person, depending on how fast you've removed it. Now, in iMessage, you can actually put, you can utilize this with another feature, which is a delay delivery. So if you send a message with a delay delivery of 1 minute and you're reviewing your message and you want to make edits, the person never sees the mistake. However, with text messaging, it depends on the network signal of the other person. They may see your message. They may have read your message, but it might just disappear a few seconds after they've seen it if you pull it back.
And what do you think of those updates that are constantly popping up on the screens? Some people love them, and some people really don't like them.
Exactly right. It's really problematic, especially with people with attention, and it's very distracting throughout the day to get pings and buzzes in your pocket. You might think it's urgent, when it's really not. It's just an update to an app or information that you've subscribed to. I think that organizing it and suppressing a lot of notifications is my suggestion and go-to move.
I'm with you. It drives me crazy when I'm about to take a video or a photo, and right as I'm about to hit the button, boom, a notification, it just comes across the screen and messes up the picture.
You got it. And maybe in future Tech Tuesdays, we can also talk about CarPlay and what Watch OS improvements have come out yesterday as well.
Sounds good. Well, as always, really appreciate your take on everything that's going on with technology and the latest with Apple. Thanks so much, as always, Mark.
God bless you all.
Mark Mastriani, our tech expert for all things faith and tech. You can always follow Mark on Twitter at God Loves Tech. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Dr. Pat Castle will be with us to talk about the Life Runners Across America Relay for Pro-Life and his take on the pending Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day. This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Our number, if you want to be part of our conversation, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Now, this summer, runners and walkers will give witness to the pro-life cause and pray for the unborn during this year's Across America Relay, running routes that literally cross America in the world's largest spanning pro-life event. Yesterday, despite all the anticipation, the Supreme Court decided not to issue a decision on the Dobbs case, which means that the wait to overturn Roe v. Wade continues for yet another week. We're now joined by Dr. Pat Castle, the president and founder of Life Runners, the world's largest pro-life team, for much more on the Life Runners Across America Relay and the latest on the Supreme Court and Roe v. Wade. Good morning, Dr. Pat. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always great to be with you.
Good morning, John.
I love it. Good morning. Dr. Pat, this has got to be an exciting time for you in anticipation of your big Across America Relay for Pro-Life. Give us a thumbnail sketch on what this is all about.
Yeah, it's the 10-year anniversary of the Across America Relay. And as you mentioned, it makes across America by way of crisscrossing routes, one that goes west to east. It starts at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco on the 4th of July, the birthday of our country. And on the east side of our country, on the Brooklyn Bridge on the 4th of July, the birthday of our country. And then up near Canada in Grand Forks, North Dakota, it starts at St. Michael the Archangel Parish, a great, archangel that warrior spirit of, hey, this is a real battle against the powers and principalities of evil that have, you know, allowed abortion in our country, in a country that has a constitution that touts that every citizen has the right to life. And then in San Antonio, the South Arm kicks off at the San Fernando Cathedral. And so those great, you know, iconic spots that we're going to bridge this gap for life for the unborn and to be able to reach out to mothers. And it moves from the 4th of July for about 40 days to August 7th, where all those four arms will combine, finishing that cross in the middle of our country in Kansas City, Missouri. And so it's just an awesome endeavor. It really is the largest spanning pro-life event in the world because it covers 5,359 miles, 12 million steps, with people bearing their witness for life, remember the unborn, on their shirts and jackets. And so, and people see those witnesses and people start conversations. And we know that that social science stat that motivates that public witness, that 78% of post-abortion mothers said if they had just encountered one supportive person or an encouraging message, they would have chose life. So why not be a person with an encouraging message to mark yourself? I always say in this new evangelization, we got to start by marking ourselves in some way, whether it's a holy necklace or a wristband, something on your car, but let's set ourselves aside so people know. And isn't it interesting, John, that it's in a lot of way apropos to the early church that used to draw that symbol, the fish on the ground, to say, hey, are you a believer? You know, so we can kind of, you know, wink, nod, fold our hands. And it, in a lot of ways, it's that way now that we need to be able to set aside. And so wearing a bold blue shirt, a Remember the Unborn shirt with a big cross on the front and a Holy Spirit dove on the front, and then that message, Remember the Unborn. If listeners are like, yeah, I'd put on a shirt like that. If your faith is strong enough, if you are confident, confide, with faith enough to put on a shirt to bear your witness and carry your cross for the least of our brothers and sisters, then jump on liferunners.org this morning, join the team, order a shirt, register to walk or run some of the 5K legs of this relay. And the relay, we need lots of help. The number of 5K legs, 1,528 5K legs. People of all ages walk and run them. We even have some creative ways of finishing the 5Ks. There were some people in South Dakota that did horseback. Hey, can we ride our horses for some 5K legs? You bet, if we're wearing the message. So we just want to move it across our country and encourage everyone to choose life, celebrate life. And how about this at such a time as this with the Supreme Court justice decision? So let's hope that by July 4th, it really is a celebration of us getting back on track in our country.
This is quite an impressive endeavor. I'm looking at your map on your website. It really does create a virtual cross across our nation, no pun intended, north and south, east and west. And I guess the thing that goes through my mind is, how did you get the idea, the inspiration to start this 10 years ago?
So when I was an active duty Air Force medical officer, one of the lieutenants that worked for me said, sir, I heard about a guy that's running across America, offering up prayers for people around the world and praying for an end to abortion. And I said, wow, I'd like to meet this guy. And so I heard about Jeff Grabowski's run across America unassisted in 2011. I took the morning off work at Scott Air Force Base, and I went to Alton, Illinois. So drove from Bellevue, Illinois to Alton, Illinois, found Jeff. And interesting enough, God has got to be smiling, because he had his cart, he was doing this unassisted, and his baby stroller, the wheel broke. And so he had a delay. He had a morning delay waiting for this wheel to come in the mail. And so I was able to spend the morning with him. And we went to Mass. And you know, he wrote in his book when he finished this journey, he said, broken wheel leads to daily bread. And I mean, there's a great homily right there. So how many broken wheels in our lives that we look back and go, it really brought us our daily bread. And so it allowed him to go to Mass that morning. We had a holy collaboration. At that time, John, there were about 70 life runners in the world in 2011. And today there's nearly 20,000 life runners in the world in over 3,300 cities across 41 nations. So there, I only had one life runner's jersey. Now, of course, I have a drawer of life runner's jerseys, but my only life runner's jersey that said, you know, remember the unborn, that big cross in the front, like I described, that listeners can jump online and get one to wear their witness. I gave it to Jeff. I said, Jeff, I want to give you this jersey. You know, I'll get another one made, but would you wear it on your journey across America? Because he was about halfway. And he said, I'll do it. And so he sent me a picture a couple weeks later. And in the background, there was a sign that said Castle Creek. And I remember thought that was peculiar. Like, huh, he must have seen the sign and thought of, oh yeah, I need to wear that jersey. He told me that he never saw that sign. And so we know that our Lord is a God of awesome signs and wonders. We know that God speaks to us in his creation. We know that miracles are real, that people are still being awed by his wonder when the sun rises. We know that people are still being cured, just like in biblical times, as we live out our faith. But this faith in action, to think that he unassisted, he averaged over 35 miles a day, John, and did this 4.5 month across America journey for prayer and pro-life. So as you can see this collision, I said, hey, we've got about 70 life runners in America that I know would give you a hand if you want to do this again. And so Jeff mapped out that. So if you go to liferunners.org/across, A-C-R-O-S-S, and you can see this map that you're looking at, John. Jeff put that, did all the little legs, all those little segments I mentioned, 1,528 5K segments. He mapped every one of them. So when you register for one of these 5K legs, it's in a program called Map My Run. So you'll see the map of your course where you either can do it on the course. And isn't this cool? Half of the miles for completing this are typically done off the course, so done in spirit. So there'll be people around the world, for example, on the island of Fiji, the last few years they've adopted the state of Utah. So all those little 5K segments, the 600 life runners on the island of Fiji, they do those 5K segments on the island of Fiji in spirit with us during the relay, July 4th to August 7th. So Jeff Grabowski inspired this. We had a board meeting last night, and Jeff Grabowski's on the Life Runners board. And it was great reflecting on that first encounter with Jeff that inspired this now largest spanning pro-life event in the world.
We're joined this morning by Dr. Pat Castle, the president and founder of Life Runners. Dr. Pat, to what do you attribute going from 70 life runners to 20,000 to 3,300 cities in 41 nations? How have you been able to do it over all these years?
John, one word, evangelization. And of course, the heart of evangelization, which is what Christ asked all of us to do. Remember, the last thing Jesus asked of us in all the Gospels is he finished these words to us, God's word, go forth and make disciples of all nations. And the root of evangelization is invitation. And another way, a way to invite is to be a living witness, to proclaim with our witness. And isn't it neat to think that the meaning of witness, when you look up that word, is to be martyred. And so in even small ways, so when we think about when we get up in the morning, we decide what we're going to wear. You know, we might look in our drawer and go, wow, I love that shirt. You know, I really want to wear a certain shirt, a certain color. But isn't it a small bit of martyrdom to say no? Instead of wearing this whatever, my favorite colored shirt, I'm going to wear my witness today. I'm going to put on a shirt and I am going to pick up my cross and follow Christ. Because the shirt, as I described, has a big cross on the front and a Holy Spirit dove and Jeremiah 1:5 reference that God knew us even before our mother's wombs. Knew us even before we were in our mother's wombs. And so that witness, and then remember the unborn on the back, what we do for our least of our brothers and sisters, we do for Christ. That witness evangelized John. So people saw us wearing those shirts and they wanted to be part of it. They also wanted to bear witness. So evangelization has grown. Planting and watering, of course, God made it grow. Praise God.
It reminds me of St. Paul, who tells us that we need to be ambassadors for Christ. And I heard a bishop at the March for Life once at the National Basilica during his homily for all the young people, in which he said, not only are we supposed to be ambassadors for Christ, but we should also be ambassadors for life. And this is exactly what you guys do at Life Runners.
Amen. And we're doing it, and we're really doing it. You know, we're walking out our front doors into the world wearing a cross, wearing a message, and the message ties back to really living out our faith, and it inspires people in spirit, the real meaning of the word, inspiration. It inspires to be for people, other people to be in spirit and to wear their witness. So jump on liferunners.org. Hit the join button, register to be a Life Runner, join your local chapter. There's over 280 chapters across the country, around the world, and register for some of these 5K legs this summer.
I want to invite our listeners, if you want to share your own experience of defending and promoting a life, of being an ambassador for life, if you've ever actually run or participated in A-Cross America Relay for Pro-Life, we'd love to hear from you. We're taking your calls for Dr. Pat Castle at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. On the other side, we also want to talk about the pending Roe v. Wade case where Roe could actually be overturned. So we're going to take a short time out as we continue our discussion with Dr. Pat Castle. Stay with us. There's more to come on the other side.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day. This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks for being with us this morning as we continue our discussion about the Life Runners A-Cross America Relay for Pro-Life that's coming up in a matter of weeks on the 4th of July with the president and founder at Life Runners, Dr. Pat Castle. Dr. Pat, yesterday, especially in the mainstream media, there was a lot of anticipation that yesterday could be the day for the Supreme Court to finally come out with its decision. It was not. In fact, they issued a no decision on Dobbs. It means we have to wait at least another week until next Monday. I'd love to get your take on this pending decision from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you know, I am just resting with expectant hope and faith that the Supreme Court is going to do the right thing. And, you know, I penned a statement, John, from Life Runners, just so like where we can see this, you know, what it means to America. And so this is what I'm prepared to release, that everyone can get a little sneak peek on that morning when the Supreme Court does the right thing and overturns Roe. So it says, the Supreme Court justly overturned Roe because abortion is a direct assault on our constitutional right to life. Roe was upholding an unjust peace. Saint Mother Teresa referred to abortion as the greatest threat to world peace. There has been more loss of life, more loss of peace in the world from abortion than any other cause of death. Abortion is unchristian and un-American. Christ stands for life. America stands for life. The Life Runners Creed is a prayer to end abortion, a prayer for lasting peace. With the overturn of Roe, let us be encouraged that our prayers and works have mattered. Now let us double down in our work to impact hearts and minds for saving lives. Our focus remains the same, prevent abortion by reaching students and abortion-vulnerable mothers with the Remember the Unborn message. We will continue our life-affirming messaging in pro-life and pro-abortion states. Mothers from pro-life states can still travel to pro-abortion states. The longer the travel time, the better, allowing more time for abortion-determined mothers to encounter a life-encouraging person or message. In a post-Roe era, we will continue to shine light wherever there is abortion darkness. There is no acceptable amount of abortion. Every life is a gift from God and has an infinite value. LifeRunners accept Christ's call to proclaim the gospel of life and to usher healing to those wounded by abortion. Abortion is a battle against the power and principalities of evil. We work to make abortion unthinkable. 78% of post-abortion mothers said if they had encountered one supportive person or an encouraging message, they would have chose life. So as often as possible, wear your Remember the Unborn jersey or jacket to be a supportive person with a life-saving message. LifeRunners are 19,428 teammates, ages 0.1 to 101, in 3,324 cities across 41 nations. We are all in Christ for pro-life. That's our response to the Supreme Court.
Amen. Dr. Pat, obviously you put a lot of thought into that and into that statement there at
yes.
LifeRunners. And there's a lot of very deep points that you bring out in this statement. First of all, you know, a lot of people actually believe that there's some constitutional right, this mythical constitutional right to abortion, but it doesn't exist in our Constitution. And just right off the bat, that very notion is something that is out there.
Yeah, it's un-American. Abortion's un-American by our documents, from the Declaration of Independence to our Constitution that's clarified in the 14th Amendment, our right to life and liberty and property. And for anyone to try to take it from us, they need a due process of the law. They need their day in court. I mean, for an abortion to even be considered per the 14th Amendment, there should be a day in court. And of course, the person that we're talking about court is that little unborn baby. That person deserves a day in court. And of course, every one of those days in courts would end the same, which is they have a right to life. So, you know, praise God that we now stand in a place that is shining enough light on what doesn't make sense, as you said, John. It just, abortion doesn't make sense. Not only is it intrinsically evil, it intrinsically makes no sense at any level, from a biology or philosophy or political science, theology, at any academic angle, abortion doesn't make sense. And so we're going to continue moving forward. We're going to put our faith in action. We've got this Across America Relay. And for listeners waking up to hearing about the Across America Relay, it starts on the 4th of July, the birthday of our country, at each coast and near each border. So it kicks off on the Golden Gate Bridge, kicks off on the Brooklyn Bridge, at St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and the San Fernando Cathedral in San Antonio, Texas. And for 40 days and little 5K segments, people can walk or run them, and you can do them anywhere in the world. You can participate either on the course or geographically separated off the course, but you can get involved wearing your witness, wearing your LifeRunners shirt that says Remember the Unborn. And the best news of the morning, running's optional. So if people weren't listening closely, running is optional. As a matter of fact, we'd like to celebrate the non-running LifeRunners, because the slower you're moving, the easier it is for the public witness, for people to
Yes, you don't have to be
shirt.
Training for the Olympics to be in this,
no.
in this relay.
That's true. Even though we've got Alan Webb and Julia Webb, both Olympians, that are happy to crank off some relay legs for us. And so we really do have people of all speeds and ability, all ages participate. It's an all hands on deck. It's a full body of Christ effort. And we need everyone's help. And as a little, and furthermore, some encouragement this morning, if you use that when you're checking out for your registration, use the promo code HIGH5, HIGH5, when you're checking out for a discount on the relay registration. And the Life Runners do have a high five verse, and it's John chapter 2, verse 5, the last five words from Mary in the Bible. And she said, do whatever he tells you. And certainly Christ this morning is telling all of us to pick up our crosses and follow him, telling all of us to go forth and proclaim the gospel to all nations, telling all of us whatever we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do for him.
Dr. Pat, something else that really stood out in your statement is the fact that you want to make abortion unthinkable, not just illegal. In fact, even if Roe is overturned, it goes back to the states, but you want to change hearts and minds to make it unthinkable.
Yes. And the way we do that is we put a little thought into this. You know, I had mentioned from a biology perspective, abortion doesn't make sense. We know that life begins at conception. It's a scientific fact. From a philosophy standpoint, we know the philosophers say, first do no harm, the Hippocrates Oath. From a political science standpoint, let's think about political science. What's the first duty of government? To protect the people. I mean, come on. The most dangerous spot on the planet is a mother's womb right now. The leading cause of death in America is abortion at the pace of 850,000 abortions per year is the current pace. After that is 600,000 lose their life to heart disease. After that, 530,000 lose their life to cancer each year. So, I mean, when we just put our thinking caps on, we realize that abortion is intrinsically makes no sense. So we want to make abortion as it is unthinkable.
Once again, your website, liferunners.org, for much more of the ACROSS America Relay, which is coming up on the 4th of July. As always, Dr. Pat, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome, John. Let's give the cheer for the world. I'm going to give an all in Christ, and if everyone could give a for pro-life, nice and loud wherever you're at. All in Christ.
For pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life. Thanks so much. God bless you. Dr. Pat Castle, the president and founder of Life Runners, the world's largest pro-life team. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called Permanent Connections. Benjamin Hilleberg knew from a young age that he'd been adopted, but was curious about his biological mother, someone he only knew by her first name, Holly. Meanwhile, Holly Shearer never forgot about the baby she'd placed for adoption some 20 years ago. She was a young teen when she made that difficult decision. I thought about him all the time, she told GMA. Holly eventually found Benjamin's social media page, but was hesitant to reach out. He was 18 when I found him, and I was very hesitant, she said. He had so much going on in his life, the last thing I wanted to do was throw a wrench in his life, so I just watched from a distance. But as of November 19th last year, she sent him a happy birthday message. I can remember the exact place that I was when I got the message, said Benjamin. I was at work, a machine operator. I was on machine number 15. When she texted me back, she actually explained who she was. It hit me like a load of bricks. I was crying. Now, all very positive emotions, he said, but to me, this is a day I'd been waiting for 20 years, and to imagine it was finally happening was outrageous. It was a lot to take in. 2 days later, Holly and Benjamin reunited at a local restaurant. Benjamin arrived and walked up and tapped me on the shoulder, and joy just overflowed me. We just sat hugging for about 5 minutes and crying, and just, I can't believe it happened, says Holly. I would definitely say it was a dream come true, said Benjamin. I've said that about things in my life, like, oh, I'm glad I graduated. It was a dream come true. But this was the most true time I've ever said it. The two also realized they hadn't been too far from each other after all these years, with both having worked at HCA Healthcare's St. Mark's Hospital in Salt Lake City the last 2 years. Holly's a medical assistant at the Heart Center at St. Mark's, while Benjamin volunteers at the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. Holly said every morning I'd walk in through the women's pavilion to come into work, so I passed right by the NICU every single day. We parked in the same garage, could have been on the same floor, had no idea we were so close. Benjamin said reuniting with his biological mother was very healing for him. There was a little hole in me I didn't know about, and finding her really filled that in. I feel very whole, very complete. I feel like I'm ready to continue in my life, he said. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Thanks so much, Glenn. As always, coming up next hour here on Morning Air, Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com, will discuss why love is not loved. And Catholic apologist William Albrecht will join us to talk about why we as Catholics believe in the Holy Trinity. Stay with us next hour as we're just warming up this morning. There's much more to come as Morning Air continues after this.